Mustang Alpha 5, dust off 3-1, over.
The war in Vietnam helped the U.S. perfect a rescue platform for wounded soldiers, one that would fundamentally change civilian emergency response systems in the U.S. It used helicopters as air ambulances. The crews on board, known as dust-off crews, provided medical care en route. They could do things like administer IV fluids, apply bandages and tourniquets, and make sure soldiers were still breathing.
Be on your pad in 4 minutes. We have two patients on board. One has a gunshot wound in the leg. The other one has a gunshot wound in the back.
This is from the ABC documentary To Save a Soldier, released in 1969 near the height of the war. The medevac system was a change from previous wars, when overwhelmed helicopter fleets would mainly move the wounded to places with medical care. Jim Eberwein was a dust-off pilot with the 82nd Medical Detachment back in 1966. Sometimes he and his crew would pick up so many casualties that they wouldn't even use the litters or stretchers on board the helicopter.
At one point in time, I had 19 patients on board. It's designed for six. We could barely get off the ground, and I thought, well, I might have a record here.
Eberwein remembers what it was like to finally touch down at a hospital.
That's the easy part, because that's the biggest mission you've got is don't let them die in your aircraft. Keep them alive.
In a long, narrow country where roads were often dangerous, air evacuation was a lifesaver. The military had a network of combat medical centers, support hospitals, and even ships where patients could be flown. Back home in the U.S., emergency response systems weren't nearly as sophisticated. George Wunderlich is a historian at the Army Medical Department Museum. He used to be an EMS first responder.
The expectation when you called an ambulance in the 1960s was a Cadillac hearse would show up. Two guys would get out, put you on a stretcher. They may or may not be carrying oxygen. They're not carrying anything else except for minor bandaging to keep the blood out of their ambulance. And they rush you to the hospital.
This method was known as scoop and go, and it wasn't enough. In the 1960s, traffic fatalities peaked at around 55,000 per year, far higher than today. Enter the Military Assistance to Safety and Traffic Program, or MAST. It allowed military aviation units to help civilian communities with helicopter transport during emergencies. Lewis Barger is a historian with the Army Medical Department Museum.
Sheriffs would call up and say, we have a severe accident at this location, can you send somebody?
The rescue format was familiar.
It was a helicopter manned by two pilots, a crew chief, and a medic in the back. It was the Vietnam evacuation platform located in the United States.
The program was given trial runs at San Antonio's Fort Sam Houston and four other military installations, and expanded from there. It kept military air crews trained and helped civilians survive serious accidents. George Wunderlich says that news coverage of Vietnam medevac operations changed what Americans thought they deserved from medical care.
They're looking at the same aircraft. They're looking at what types of equipment can we put on the helicopter as far as first aid equipment goes. Those are all going to transfer over and start a technological cascade that brings us to where we are today.
MAST is still active, though it downsized with the Persian Gulf War and the development of civilian air ambulance services. Last year, traffic fatalities numbered around 40,000, roughly a 30% decrease from the 1960s. That's partly due to the efforts of air ambulances all over the country. In San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.